We're very fortunate today to have the opportunity to discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of pure devotees of the Lord. You've all come here today to celebrate. You may have walked in off the street, but most of you have come here today to celebrate the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation, most merciful manifestation of Sri Krishna. And on his appearance day, he is even more merciful. So if you have some, if you want to offer some prayer today to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get his special mercy on this day, then my suggestion is that this is the prayer that you pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Nir. When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? Aar kabe nitai chande karuna hoibe Samsar Basana Mor Kabe Tucha Habe. When will that day come when Lord Nityananda's causeless mercy is bestowed upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment becomes very insignificant? Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Matman Kabe Hama Hirava Sri Vrindavan. When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujhabase Jugala Piriti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash Prarthana Korei Sada Narottama Das. Narottama Das always wishes to understand this conjugal love under the direction of the six Goswamis. Prema Purushottam Satchinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai. So we have one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita on the board, but also on the back side of the song sheet there's a very nice song about the, specifically about the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this day. So I thought we could also sing this song in honor of his appearance, and perhaps we can also get some sound effects as at the appropriate time. Jaya Jaya Rava Bhola Nadia Nagare Jaya Jaya Rava Bhela Nadia Nagare Janilena Shigoranga Jagannatha Ghare Janilena Shigoranga Jagannatha Ghare Jagannatha Shachi Devi Vishwa Jagannatha, Jagannatha. Vishwa Jagannatha, Mahanande Gaganatha, Ola Janduhan. Mahanande Gaganatha, Ola Januhata, Gahana Shamahe Pahu, Aila Bani, Gahana Shamahe Pahu, Aila Bani, Shankanada Haridwani, Chari Bhutte Shuni, Shankanada Haridwani, Chari Bhutte Shuni, Nadiya Nagari Ganam, Deya Jaya Ka, Nadiya Nagari Ganam, Deya Jaya Kar, Uludhani Haridwani, Ananda Para. Ananda Para, Paparohu Avanika, Riyachila Gasa, Paparohu Avanika, Riyachila Gasa, Purnashashi Gorapahu, Tebhela Prakasha, Purnashashi Gorapahu, Tebhela Prakasha, Gora Chanda Chandra Prema, Amrita Shanchibe, Chandra Prema, Amrita Shanchibe, Vrindavana Dasa Kahe, Papa Tama Jade, Vrindavana Dasa Kahe, Papa Tama Jade, Jaya Jaya Rabha Bhela Nadiya Nagare, Janmilena Shri Gauranga Jagannatha Ghare, Jagannatha Shachi Devi Mishra Jagannath, Mahanande Gagana Paola Janahat. The town of Nadiya reverberated with the sounds of Jaya Jaya. Jaya Sachinandana Gaurari Ki Jaya. It was the occasion of the birth of Sri Gauranga, who appeared at the home of Jagannath Mishra. Mother Sachi, who was like the mother of the entire world, and Jagannath Mishra raised their hands in the sky in their great ecstasy. Prema Purushottam Satchinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai. Gahana Shamaye Bahun Aila Vani Shankha Nada Hari Dhani Chari Bhite Shunu Nadiya Nagari Gana Deya Jayakar Ulu Dhani Hari Dhani Ananda Apar. As the time for the lunar eclipse approached, loud sounds of conch shells and the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari could be heard in all four directions. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. The residents of Nadiya loudly chanted Jai Jai along with making the traditional Ulu sound accompanied by the names of Lord Hari. In this way, great joy was spread everywhere. Are you ready back there? Satchinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai. This is Western India, not Eastern India. Papa Rahu Avani Kari Achilana Grass. Purna Shashi Gora Pahun Te Dhela Prakash Gora Chandra Chandra Prema Amrita Shinchide Vrindavana Dasa Kahe Papat Tamajabe. When the sinful Rahu planet covered the moon in the sky, the full moon known as Gora Chandra became manifest in this world. The moon known as Lord Gora Chandra nourished the great nectar of love of Godhead in this world. Vrindavana Das says that this love of God has driven away all the sins of this world. Prema Purushottam Satchinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai. Hari 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 Bol. So this is a very auspicious song, invocation from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was originally composed by Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami, and it was then it was used as one of the 11 invocation verses in the beginning, the very, very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We all know about how about the opulences and the power and the glory of Lord Sri Krishna. So this verse, as you see, as you'll see, it's offering obeisances to that Lord Sri Krishna, but in a very special form, and it explains why Krishna has taken this very special form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, rather than do the word, we'll just chant one line at a time, responsively. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmad. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmad. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmad. Ekadmana vapi bhuvipura deha bhedam gatota. Ekadmana vapi bhuvipura deha bhedam gatota. Ekadmana vapi bhuvipura deha bhedam gatota. Chaitannakham prakaramadhuna tadvayam chaikyamaptam. Chaitannakham prakaramadhuna tadvayam chaikyamaptam. Radha bhava dhiti suvalitam naumi krishna swarupam. Krishna Sarupam Radha Bhavad Yuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam Radha Bhavad Yuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. So this verse says Naomi Krishna Sarupam. So it's offering obeisances to Krishna Sarup in a very special form of Krishna Sarup. And what is that form? Says here, Radha, Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. Vikriti means a transformation. If you have something and you transform it into something else, that is Vikriti. So, what is this was being transformed here? That's Krishna Pranaya. Krishna has so many wonderful qualities. He has so many qualities, he has so many energies. But his most special confidential energy is his Ladini Shakti. His Pranaya, his love. This is his most special quality is his love for his parts and parcels, his expansions, etc., etc. So this Krishna Pranaya, this love of Krishna, it's transformed and taken another form. And that form is Sri Radha. She's the personification of the Hladini Shakti. She's the personification of Krishna's form. Krishna's love, Krishna's pranaya. So this is the understanding. This is the understanding of Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna is not alone. Krishna is with his energies. And when his energy, his Ladini Shakti energy, is transformed, it becomes Sri Radha. Why? Now we should ask why. Why Krishna's pranaya was transformed into Radha? So the next line explains that. Ekat manab api bhuvi pura deha bedam gato to. Ekat manav. So even though Radha and Krishna are one, Krishna is one. Krishna is not. Krishna is not many different personalities. Krishna is one. But eternally, pura, eternally, he has separated himself into two deha, two deha bhedam gato to. He separated himself into two forms, Radha and Krishna. Because he wanted to experience relationship. He wanted to express his love. So Srimati Radharani is from time immemorial. It's not that one time Krishna existed and then later on Radharani came. From time immemorial, Radha and Krishna are eternally manifest as separate forms because Krishna is expressing his love. So, from the time immemorial, there are two separate forms. And then it says, Chaitanakam prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. These two forms, these deha bhedam, they have come together into a single form. Again. And why is that? Why is that? It's explained and we'll talk about that in a minute. Why that? But we should understand that these two forms of Radha and Krishna, they've combined together into one form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that form is endowed with the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Radha Dyuti, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. That form, when they're combined together, is Krishna. Krishna on the inside, but on the outside is Radha Bhava. It's Radha's love, Radha's effulgence, Radha's luster, Radha's color, her mood. So we should understand, and that form is called Chaitanya, Chaitanakam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he offers his obeisances to Krishna Swarup, who has very mercifully appeared in a single form, combined together with Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he is known as Lila Purushottam. Krishna's business in coming to this world was to enjoy Lila, was to enjoy pastimes with his devotees. So his name is Lila Purushottam. Krishna, who is enjoying Lila. So Krishna, he appears in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani is there. The gopis are there. Nanda Yashoda are there. All the cowherd men and women. The cows. The beautiful gardens of Vrindavan. The forest. The animals. Such a wonderful scene was manifest by Krishna when he came. Such a beautiful scene to where he enjoyed very, very many wonderful pastimes with his different devotees. He enjoyed wonderful pastimes with the cows and other animals of Vrindavan. He enjoyed very, very wonderful pastimes with his father and mother. He enjoyed wonderful pastimes with the gopis. And he got great pleasure from this lila. So he went through his whole childhood enjoying this lila with the residents of Vrindavan. But he also had another purpose. He also wanted to give a lesson to the people of this world. His purpose wasn't only just to come and enjoy lila, although that was the primary purpose, to come and enjoy lila with his devotees. He also wanted to give a lesson to the people of this world of the glories of his devotees. He wanted to just, of course, these pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan are going on eternally in the spiritual sky. But he particularly wanted to come and manifest those same pastimes here within the material world in order to glorify his devotees, in order that the people of this world, they can have information about these leelas going on. So he, just for him to come and have a nice pastime with his friends in Vrindavan, that's very special, wonderful, sweet leelas. But he felt, he understood that the devotees, that the glory of his devotees was even greater than could be expressed simply by having pastimes in Vrindavan. He wanted to show the world how great that love is of those devotees of Vrindavan. He wanted to exhibit how great it was. So he arranged a beautiful lila where Akura came and took him away from Vrindavan. And Akura took Krishna away from Vrindavan. And did the residents of Vrindavan forget Krishna? Like an ordinary person may forget someone that they knew in their youth, and then later on they went away to another place, distant place? No. They didn't forget Krishna. Their love for Krishna became even more intense. In the separation from Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan, their love became even more intense. And more, day by day, as the separation went on and on, their love for Krishna became more intense. And they would gather together. Perhaps they were living their lives, doing their household duties, performing their many tasks to maintain their cowherd village. But every action, everything they did was with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
They would chant the holy name of Krishna. They would talk about Krishna. They would remember Krishna's pastimes. They would talk about what it would be like if Krishna were to come back. So many wonderful exchanges they had about Krishna. And as Krishna stayed away for a long time, this love and intense feelings of separation got stronger and stronger and stronger. Krishna could understand something of what was going on in Vrindavan, but he felt he could not understand fully what was going on, what feelings the residents of Vrindavan were having. He sent Uddhava with a message of love for his devotees. Say, just to reassure them. He said, Uddhava, you go to Vrindavan, you reassure them that I'm coming. I'm coming. And Uddhava went there and they simply chastised him. Why are you telling me he's coming? He said before he's coming, he's not coming. I don't believe any of your words. That's what they told to Uddhava. So Uddhava went back and he reported, Krishna, I cannot understand this love that they have for you. So the love became so intense that they're feeling separation, that practically speaking, the gopis, especially the gopis, they were in a dying condition. And it's compared to the hot sun of the summer. When the summer comes and the hot sun is coming, then the turtles, what do you say in Hindi? Kachapa? Kachapa? Kachapa. The turtles, they're living in the ponds, right? So when the hot summer sun comes, all the ponds dry up. And pretty soon there's no water in the pond at all. So what do? They go down to the bottom of the pukur, and there's a little bit of mud is there. Still a little bit of that mud is there. And they go inside that mud to try to somehow to preserve their life. So like this, there was something that was, the gopis were prepared to leave this world in separation from Krishna. But there was some mud was there keeping them alive, and that mud was Krishna's promise when he left. He says, I will come back. So because that promise was there, Krishna said he would come back. So the gopis, they wanted to give up their lives, but they could not. And they simply took shelter of that remembrance of Krishna and somehow or other preserved their life. And this, Krishna could understand that even though he got so much pleasure from having wonderful pastimes with the devotees of Vrindavan, he could understand that the devotees of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, were getting even more pleasure than him. Krishna could understand that these feelings that the devotees of Vrindavan were having for him was greater even than his pleasure in having a relationship with the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan. So he said, what is this? He said, I'm Leela Purushottam. I'm the enjoyer of so many Leelas. But somehow or other, these devotees, They're getting even more pleasure than me. So he developed greed. I want to taste that love that my devotees are feeling for me. He said, says, I want to taste that love. Particularly three kinds, three different tastes that he felt he wanted to experience that he could not experience. And this is in the next verse of the introduction. He wanted to understand what is it that Radharani is experiencing in my qualities. Krishna has very wonderful qualities, and Radharani is relishing those qualities. And by experiencing the qualities of Krishna, Radharani is getting great pleasure. Krishna is not getting that pleasure because it's his qualities. So he wanted to experience what is that happiness that Radharani feels when she experiences my qualities. And how is she experiencing my beauty? How does she see my beauty? What is the feelings that she has in that beauty? And then when I reciprocate with her in Leela, that sweetness that she tastes in that Leela, I want to taste that. So this greed, this came to Krishna. And he said, how can I do this? He says, in this body, with the peacock feather, float, blue, yellow dress, says, I cannot experience these things. So I need to change my dress. I need to change my mood. I need to enter into the mood of Srimati Radharani. I need to dress in the colors that she dresses in. I need to perform the activities that she performs. I need to have the mood that she has. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. I need to have that special mood of Srimati Radharani. So he had this intense greed. He says, I'm going to have to come again to this place in order to experience that mood. So he came again, this time not as Leela Purushottam, but as Prema Purushottam. He came to experience the Prema, the love of Srimati Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared on this day, he's Krishna. He's Krishna Swarupam. He's Krishna on the inside. And on the outside, he's Srimati Radharani. So in this way, these two forms have become combined together. And the leelas, performance that he puts on in this duty subalitam, this new form that he's appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes that he performs, just like you've been hearing Gaurakatha over the, so many wonderful pastimes have been there. You've been hearing about. These are non-different from Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. Just like and Gaura Dham, Navadvip Dham, is Vrindavan Dham. It's the same. We may think there's many hundreds of miles between Mayapur and Vrindavan. You have to go on a train for a day to reach from Mayapur to Vrindavan. But actually, no. Mayapur Dham is a compartment within Vrindavan Dham. So Gaura Dham is Krishna Dham, Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. There's no difference. And just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, just to give a comparison, it says that Nama and Nami are non-different. Krishna's name and Krishna are not different. Abhinna. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. They're the same. But Nam is more merciful than Nami. Similarly, although Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela, Gaura is Krishna. Krishna Dham is Gaura Dham. Gaura is more merciful than Krishna. Gaura Leela is more merciful than Krishna Leela. Gaura Dham is more merciful than Krishna Dham. Because this Dyuti Sudhalitam, because they're imbued with this special effulgence and mood, bhava of Srimati Radharani. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, he gives a very nice verse. Gaurangyara Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Se Jai Brajanda Sutta Pasha Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tar Hoy Braja Bhumi Basha. Gaurangyara Sangi Gane. So the associates of Lord Gauranga, Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. If someone considers the associates of Lord Gauranga to be Nitya Siddhas, if one understands that Gaura Leela is non-different from Krishna Leela, that the associates of Lord Gaura are the same as the associates of Lord Krishna, that they're eternally liberated souls, what happens? Say Jai Brajanda Sutta Pasha. One achieves Prajanda Sutta, one achieves Krishna. And Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jani Chintamani. If someone understands Gaura Mandala Bhumi, the place of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, if one understands that it's Chintamani, that is non-different from Vrindavan, non-different from the spiritual sky, then Tar Hoy Brajabhumi Basha, then he becomes a resident of Brajabhumi in the compartment known as Navadvip. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared on this day in order to garland the whole world with the holy name. And not just, the holy name is also available. In every age, this holy name is available. But he's made a garland. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made a garland of the holy name. And the thread that is sewn together, that garland, is a very this very special Radha Prem. Very special Prem, this very special love that the gopis feel for Krishna. So for this, in this very special age, within 5,000 years of the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world, within a little more than 500 years of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very special name is available. Naam Prema Mala. And who is it given this to? Who is eligible to receive this Naam Prema Mala? Is there any qualification required? He's given to the whole world indiscriminately. Naam Prema Mala. He's given to the whole world. He simply says, please chant. Please chant this Prema Naam. Please join in my Prema Naam Sankirtan party and get and receive this Prema Naam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have a very wonderful opportunity today. I heard the morning schedule announced. All day long there's going to be opportunity to join in this Prema Naam Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in the temple room. So we should all take full advantage of this day and get the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Any questions, comments, additions, embellishments? Yes, Prabhuji, wait for the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Once a devotee experiences the taste of worshipping the Lord in separation, does his desire to see Krishna face to face does not remain any longer?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You see, once a devotee gets more pleasure in worshipping Krishna in separation, his desire for seeing Krishna face to face may not be there.
The desire increases to see Krishna face to face. We have an expression in English that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Right? Perhaps some of you have heard that expression. That, and if you're separated, if you're with someone, or familiarity breeds contempt is another expression. If you're with someone constantly, then some familiarity may come, and some of the taste of that relationship may not be there. But if one is separated and only thinking about the wonderful qualities of that person, then the desire to have that association increases more and more. It only increases. We want to taste Krishna's qualities. So that's why we chant the holy name, because the holy name is non-different from Krishna. And the holy name is there. It's dancing on our tongue. Do we appreciate it? We should feel separation. The holy name is there. I'm chanting, but I'm not tasting it. I'm not seeing Krishna. I'm not seeing Krishna. I'm chanting. He's there, but I'm not seeing him. I have to chant more. I have to chant more and more, and I have to try to give up my offenses so that I can see Krishna. So it only increases. Okay?
Well, small doubt. See, when we worship Krishna in separation, in case we have met him once, in case we have seen Krishna once and then we get separated, we hanker to see him again and again. Suppose I have not seen Krishna face to face at all.
Bhagavad Gita must be hanging there. You must see.
But I am seeing with my material eyes, Prabhu.
Is there? You should. He's seeing you. He's seeing you. He's very mercifully coming to see you here to this temple. So you should practice to see him. The fact that you're not seeing him doesn't increase your desire to see him. Doesn't increase your desire to see him, the fact that you're thinking I have materialized, I'm not seeing, but you can see that you can see how beautiful he is. So it's not increasing your desire to see him.
Of course.
Another question there? No. Nishigananda Prabhu.
Thank you for such a heartfelt and enlightening talk. And I sympathize with the idea that we haven't seen the Lord, so therefore how do we feel in separation from Him? But that darshan comes in the form of a ruchi, some taste, otherwise we wouldn't be sitting here. So yes, we may not, like Dhruva Maharaj, he was sitting and finally he got darshan, he was so fortunate. But then he was immediately purified. We may not have that complete transformation, but we did get some mercy. Some kripa came in the form of a darshan that was in a ruchi, in a taste. And even that, just one minute moment of that taste brings us to the temple, to the holy name over and over again, and to worship the lotus feet of the pure devotee and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how I've seen Krishna, and I would assume that everyone in this room would see Krishna in some form or another through that taste. Because darshan doesn't just mean with the eyes. Like that. But I had a question. And I, by the way, I thought that was a very reasonable question that this man had.
Yes.
So, where am I headed? Am I thinking I want to go back home, back to be a blade of grass on which the gopis are dancing, where Krishna is? Or do I think that I want to go where Srila Prabhupada is performing his eternal pastimes, preaching? Or am I thinking that I want to go to the planet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Like, what ticket am I going to buy to go when I am leaving this body? I'm sometimes a little bewildered.
All three simultaneously.
Ah. Three for the price of one.
Yes. Yes.
I like a good deal. I always like a good deal.
So, Navadvip is a compartment within Vrindavan. Prabhupada's also there. In Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party, it's, you know, the Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. It's the same thing.
Okay, today I just want to be what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And on Janmasthami, I just want to be where Krishna is in Goloka. And on Prabhupada's appearance day, I just want to be in his, wherever he's performing his pastimes. So far, that's my level of realization.
It's all the same.
I surrender.
Anything else?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, yes.
Lord Chaitanya is a combined form of Radha and Krishna, and Gadadhar Pandit is considered as the incarnation of Radha. Am I correct?
Who?
Gadadhar.
Yes.
So, what was the need for separate Radha incarnation?
You want the technical explanation?
Whatever.
It's a little technical. Don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
Krishna is a thief. We know that Krishna is a thief, right? We know. Dhamara Leela, Krishna is a thief. He stole Radharani's effulgence. He stole her mood. He stole her special bhava. Radha Dhiti Suvalitam. He stole it, but he didn't, but she still has, whatever's left over, that's good out there, Pandit.
Voice.
That's it. That's the explanation, as far as I understand from our acharyas.
Can I have one more question? I heard during Gaura Katha that all the associates of Lord Chaitanya used to faint and commit suicide and like that, thinking of committing suicide if he lives and becomes a sannyasi. So they were all eternally liberated souls, greatest devotees. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said that one should be equanimous whenever, whether in joy or sorrow, one should be and practice equanimity. So these people just exhibited the reverse emotions.
Yeah.
They were not having stable mind, they were threatening to commit suicide, fainted, and disobeyed Lord Chaitanya. Obedience to God is the main thing. Whatever God tells, we are supposed to do without resistance or rejection.
We should practice equanimity in chanting the holy name and completely surrender to the holy name. And we should become so absorbed in the holy name that we forget all this equanimity stuff. But we shouldn't imitate. Unless we're qualified, we should not do it artificially. It will happen automatically. All these ecstatic symptoms, they will happen automatically through the chanting of the holy name.
Thank you.
In the back there was a question? No? Yes, one question in the far back. You have to speak very clearly so I can hear.
Hare Krishna, हम मायापुर जाके आए, गोकुल जाके आए, लेकिन जप नहीं बढ़ रहा है, उसके लिए क्या रास्ता दिखा?
Someone come and translate for me.
Hare Krishna is asking that he went to Mayapur and came back, but his chanting is not increasing.
Increasing in what way? Qualitatively increasing or quantitatively increasing?
Quantity is not increasing.
But is the quality increasing?
Quality is also not increasing.
He should take help from the Vaishnavas and work on increasing the quality through association of the devotees. Quality will naturally increase. Just keep associating with the devotees, because everywhere that a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, Mayapur is also there. They take the Dham with them wherever they go. So you keep associating with Mayapur through the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and certainly very soon the quality will increase, and quantity will also increase, but it may be
That depends on your schedule. Thank you all very much. Prema Purushottam Satchidananda Gaur Hari Ki Jai. Hari 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 Hari.